Scott Weiland's son, Noah Weiland's on the show right now. You know Scott Weiland from Stone Temple Pilots.
Of course. All legend. Right.
Left us way too soon.
Yes.
And but left behind some music. And there was a song that was unreleased, a vocal track. And Noah, welcome to the show. Were you blackmailed over this vocal track?
Basically, yes. I got a text, first a bunch of calls in the middle of the night, and then a text with a video recording that someone had the file of an old version of Time Will Tell, which is like a demo that I've had at my dad's for a while. It was like super unfinished, and I just decided with my friend Spencer Carr Reed to like redo it because it was like really unfinished. But basically, he had the old version that was old production, and he was trying to leak it. I don't know if he was trying to like sell it to like one of my dad's fans or something,
right,
or like make the money himself by dropping it. But it was literally $2,000, which is a really weird amount to ask for. But
it's not a lot.
Yeah. Right. But it's realistic, though. You come up with $2,000.
Yeah. But I'm just super excited about the song. It's been kind of an interesting journey so far. It's doing really good. There's a lot of good reactions, and people are understanding the kind of modern touch to it, the kind of thing that I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
Because it's not really like very touched on in like the quote unquote rock or I guess alternative scene. But ever since like 6 hours after it came out, I've been getting calls and like texts from people who like are supposed to be representing my dad. And like they've basically been trying to take it down since it's been out. But
these are people who at some point in your dad's career, your dad signed with them. And now they feel like they own everything that he has ever done.
Yeah.
Basically, the people that do now, you know, I don't want to say any names or like be disrespectful, like, or whatever, but the comments were getting turned off like every 30 minutes to an hour because it was obviously doing good. And like, I don't know, I guess they just wanted to take it down. It's out now on every and on like all platforms, so hopefully that makes it so it could stay up. But yeah, I'm just hoping for the best.
Yeah. No, you sound like a great kid. How old are you now? 23?
23, yeah.
23. Wow. Okay, so Scott Weiland was your dad, left us too soon. You get this track. You're about to release it. Somebody reaches out to you and says, give me $2,000 or I'm going to release it.
Right.
So you release it before you were going to release it.
Well, I was going to release it way further into my career, actually. Because the thing is, for a long time, I've kind of been, like, conditioned by people, like, in my life and, like, family and, like, people close to him to, like, kind of grow up to hate him in a way. And, like, I had very mixed feelings about my dad for years. But just recently, I've kind of, like, grew past that and realized, like, it wasn't his fault, you know? I also used to deal with addiction issues, so, like, I get it.
And you're only 23.
Yeah.
How old were you when your dad passed?
I just turned 15.
Oh, man.
Before, yeah.
That is horrible.
Yep.
How close were you guys? I'm guessing he was on the road all the time. He was suffering from addiction a lot. So it was probably difficult for you. But between him being in a rock band, touring, writing, recording, and addiction, had to be tough.
Yeah, no, it was. And I mean, but there was also a lot of good times, too. You know, I actually made a joke the other day where I was like saying online that like I don't remember most of my childhood, which is technically kind of true. But like me and my dad were very close. It's not like I was just one of his kids and like he was like doing the rock star. Like he was actually wanted to be the best dad possible. Like he obviously had his demons and stuff. But I really think he would be happy with this. And I really think that if he knew that I made music at this age and was taking it like this serious and stuff, like that's why it's kind of funny when people say like, oh, he would have never approved to be on like a song this modern or something like that. But like, it's my dad, you know, I think I mean, he used to support me when I would listen to Justin Bieber when I was a little kid.
Right.
Like, oh, that's
old
cool.
Poppy Justin Bieber. So like, I don't know why he'd be against something like this. You know, that's why I added like the guitar solo at the end to like bring certain elements to the song to like to have like that new modern sound. Yeah. But also, you know,
a little throwback to him.
A little
throwback. Do you remember the first thing he played for you or album that he bought for you? What was your first record? Do you remember?
I remember the first band I really got into, Nirvana. I mean, it's obviously very popular, but like when I was like really little, like 5, 6, first show I went to was Marilyn Manson, actually.
That's pretty cool. That's very cool.
I was like a little kid,
I've been too scared. I'm an adult.
And then how does Justin Bieber work his way into this Nirvana, Marilyn Manson?
Seriously.
Deal.
Well, my mom, she listened to a lot of like more like early 2000s, like the pop, like Timbaland, okay. like that kind of like poppy R&B ish, a little hip hop too.
Yeah.
So like, I think just hearing that like in the background, the sonics grew onto me as I got older, maybe.
Yeah, but when you're six, Justin Bieber has a way of getting in your head.
Right. Whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever ask your dad to take you to a Justin Bieber concert?
So what's funny is because before he like fully was like on board and knew that I was like, I like Justin Bieber.
A believer?
I was a believer. Yeah, yeah. Before he knew I was a believer, he was kind of like in denial about it. But I remember this one conversation we had. He was like, if you don't turn that Justin Bieber off, I'm going to go to Justin Bieber himself right now.
And he could do it.
I'm going to drive to his house. Yeah.
And I'm going to kill him.
But, right? No, what are you doing? You're good.
The thing is, he did. For someone who was like such a rock star, you did have a soft spot for a couple songs by him. I don't remember the exact one.
Is that right?
I'm not joking. Yeah.
He's multifaceted.
And that was like baby Justin Bieber at the time, too. Cool. That was years ago.
Right. I think people who love music love good music. If it's good, it's good. Yeah. It doesn't have to be in a certain genre or by a certain person. You know, and your dad was clearly very gifted in music. So
even like the song Barbarella by my dad, like one of the solo songs, like the instrumental in the verse is literally, it sounds funny. Like I always say this when I hear it nowadays, it sounds like hip hop. Even like the drums on like Barbarella sound like hip hoppy, you know? And like, I feel like if he was still here and like saw the way that everything shifted in the industry, I feel like if I gave him insight on kind of like the cool parts of the youth, you know, not the main, not all the super mainstream stuff, like the more underground sound, I feel like he would have adapted in some type of ways, or at least to like...
Your dad was like a David Bowie.
You know?
Yeah. Like he just, continuously shifted and changed and experimented with sound and different vibes. And now he was truly one of the top frontmen of any rock band.
Exactly.
Ever. Do you have any memories of like driving down the road and you and him singing Justin Bieber together?
Although he could hit those notes.
He could hit those notes.
I know. I just remember he'd always like tease me about it and stuff, but like he wasn't like serious. It was all like,
he's being a dad.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
So you had a raw vocal track of your dad, Scott Weiland.
Yep.
No music.
Right.
Just a vocal track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything else is you and who?
My buddy Spencer Carr Reed. He knows the kind of sound I'm going for. He's very experimental. And the hook, the chorus, my dad, the rest is me. But then at the end, the kind of outro, long outro, we go back and forth.
Nice.
Cool. Thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate it. Hope to have you back.
And best of luck, man.
And best of luck to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude. You guys are awesome. Thank you.
No, you're awesome.
Yeah.
We're going to have you come to the toy drive.
Yeah.
And sing Justin Bieber songs.
My baby.
I know you love me.
See, you can do it.
You know you want to.
Noah Weiland.
I know.